Hello and welcome to the Urban Irma. I am stand-up comedian, blogger, and new washer-dryer owner, Leanne Lord. The Urban Irma is my weekly humor blog, which you can find at theurbanirma.com. And now this week's blog is Grown Folks Shopping. My washing machine died. I can't be mad. I had it for 15 years, so I more than got my money's worth. But this meant I had to get a new washer and dryer, since I had a laundry center stacked combo. And shopping for a washer-dryer is not like shopping for shoes. It's not cute, it's not sexy, and it's definitely not an impulse buy. This is grown folk shopping. I started with Nate at Sears. He was my first salesman, and I was his worst customer. I didn't know anything because I hadn't done my research. I didn't think I needed to. I thought I could just sashay in, buy a new Maytag, and go home. I didn't know that Maytag was no longer the gold standard. I was a large appliance buying virgin with a lot to learn. Nate taught me that gas dryers cost more than electric and color costs more too. All machines are available in white, but if you want something cute in red or blue, that costs an extra $100. That's on top of all the other extra charges. Taking away the old machine, delivering and installing the new machine. You need hoses, but those cost extra too. I guess the latter is industry standard, but it seems oh so shady. That's like selling me an iPod with no headphones. But maybe I shouldn't say that too loud, lest folks start getting ideas. And then there's the measly one-year manufacturer's warranty. 1 year is nothing. We're still in the honeymoon phase of ownership. It still works, and I'm still enamored. I need a warranty for the crunch time, years 5 through 10. But nobody stands behind their products for that long anymore unless you buy an extended warranty, which runs concurrent, not consecutive. So, an extended 2-year warranty on top of the manufacturer's 1 year doesn't give me 3 years, it gives me 2, because the first years overlap. Get it? I got it, but I don't like it. No wonder grown folks look so tired and mad all the time. You gotta work hard to make the money and then work even harder to keep it. Bernie Madoff ain't the only one running game. So Nate and I settled on a nice looking Whirlpool, and we were about to do the deal until I read the reviews. The first one said, "Run, run and don't look back. This is the worst machine in Christendom." The second review said, "If you got money to blow on 3 major repairs in the first 10 months of ownership, go for it." Yeah, that's how I ended up talking to Sean at Lowe's. I like Sean. He spoke my language. We talked price matching, discounts, and he had the good grace to look ashamed that washing machine hoses cost extra. He schooled me that Maytag and Whirlpool are the same company, ergo, they're both crappy products. I still really wanted a crappy Maytag. Brand loyalty dies hard. But the dryer wasn't in stock, so crappy Whirlpool it was until, that's right, I read the reviews. Interestingly enough, the reviews on the Lowe's website were outstanding, stellar, best machine ever. The ones on Amazon, not so much. I got the feeling somebody was cooking the books. I didn't think it was Sean, but it changed our relationship. That's how I ended up talking to Jay at PC Richards. Now, Jay wasn't a salesman. His name tag said he was a sales counselor. I guess PC Richards understands that people need support, guidance, and lots of hand-holding when making a big grown folks purchase. By the time I got to Jay, though, I would like to think I was a tad savvier. I knew about front loaders versus top loaders. I knew about energy efficiency. And, big ups to me, I even know the difference between PVC and stainless steel hoses. How you like me now? Through independent reviews and grassroots research, I chose an LG. But I let Jay know up front, warranty or no warranty, if I get this thing home and I'm not happy, I'm coming back here, and life is not going to be good for you, boo. But so far, things are going well, as they should be since we're still on the honeymoon. Right now, I'm a clothes washing and drying fool. I'm trying to break this thing while it's still under warranty so I can get my money's worth on it. So what have I learned? Do your research. Read the reviews. Take them with a grain of salt, but read them. Shop around. Ask around. And know that the side effect of grown folks shopping is that when you're done, there's not a whole lot of money left over to buy shoes. Thanks so much for listening to The Urban Irma. Visit my website, veryfunnylady.com, and join my mailing list to enjoy more blogs, blogcasts, and to find out about upcoming live stand-up comedy shows. And remember, if you don't sweat the small stuff will sweat you.